What I'm going to speak about tonight is largely what I have written about in a brand new book that'll be released soon called Your Sacred Self. And it is really about the triumph of the higher part of ourselves over the ego. It is really my effort this evening to help you to leave here with a blueprint, if you will, for transcending your lower identities and allowing this sacred part of yourself. In a book that I researched and read and met the author called The Tibetan Book of the Living and the Dying, written by Sogyal Rinpoche from Tibet, he has a quotation in there that I found very useful in putting together this new book. He said that two people have been living inside of you all of your life. One is the ego, which is demanding, easily offended, believes in its separateness, thinks that it's special, garrulous, and insane. The other is your hidden higher self, whose beautiful voice is rarely heard or attended to. And I am going to be talking about something that I call heightened awareness. And heightened awareness is, for me, the sort of organization of this evening's presentation flows around a theme of, first of all, sort of trying to explain what I mean by higher awareness. And then I have five keys to higher awareness, what they are. And as I talk about each one of them and whatever stories I tell or however it gets presented, I will point them out for those of you who are more linear than I am and want to take notes, or those of you who are listening to this on tape. You'll see this blueprint, and I believe very strongly, I don't believe it, I know very, very firmly that if you can master these five keys to higher awareness, you can literally become your own miracle worker and begin to manifest whatever it is that you need for this journey that you're on here. In the New Testament, which I read very carefully from the beginning to the end, before writing Your Sacred Self, I also took on the Kabbalah, which I didn't realize was as long as it was, but I committed myself to reading it and trying to understand a tiny percentage of it. An ancient text that's been passed on by mystical scholars for thousands of years. I also read the Bhagavad Gita again and completed A Course in Miracles. And in reading those four sort of spiritual guides, then I prepared myself for writing. And in the New Testament, there is a quotation attributed to Jesus from St. John. Said that even the least among you can do all that I have done and even greater things. And I have taken that literally. I truly believe that each and every one of us have within us the capacity to be miracle workers and to live a life that is way beyond anything that most of us have ever contemplated before. We haven't allowed ourselves to contemplate some of these things. And so some of the material that I'll be presenting here or talking about here this evening will be processed by some of you as weird and strange, and that's fine. I'll even point those out as I go along so that you won't think I don't know what you're thinking. But they are still things that I know are possible. And as I talk about some things that perhaps you wouldn't expect someone with my background and training to be talking about, I'd like you to listen to this right at the very beginning, this beautiful story that Buddha used to tell his people. Before I even do that, though, I'd be, so that I just don't forget, something I talked about on the radio and on TV this morning here at KTAR when I was being preempted by the OJ trial in and out, is that I'd like to say, we've got a couple of thousand people here this evening, and I would really like to say to you, as I will be saying...